dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
This Make a Difference Minute is part two with licensed clinical social worker Belinda Hartzell as we bring awareness to teen suicide, mental health, and well-being.
An interesting signal, one of the warning signs, is if they react negatively or don't respond to praise. Compliments and praise and affirmations are something that young people need. We all need that. But if you are doing that for your child, saying those things, and they don't respond to it, they don't care, they respond negatively, that is a warning sign that something's going on with them. You know, a lot of warning signs about suicide are really the same signs of depression. Parents need to familiarize themselves with that. If their child has lots of changes, or has basic changes in sleeping, eating, activities, like loss of interest in things that they would normally have been interested in, or withdrawal from friends and family. You know, boredom is a huge problem in the culture of young people. And interestingly, things like social media, in a way, they can kind of promote a kind of boredom, a kind of mental lethargy that's really not healthy. If your young person starts to neglect their hygiene or their appearance, that's not good. That's something you need to look at. But especially if your young person says, I just want to kill myself, or I am no good, y'all would be better off if I weren't here. Do not ignore that. That is a cry for help. Take that seriously. You know, I have worked with several people whose parents or siblings or someone would say, well, you know, yeah, they just said they don't want to live anymore, but I know they would never do anything like that. That's not true. Stop. Take it seriously.
This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.